This is Ted Kennedy. The Republican convention starts today in New Orleans. Will it turn Senator Al Simpson into Vice President Al Simpson? In a moment, we'll face off. Vice President Simpson, it has a ring to it, Al. The big news from New Orleans is that you're still in the running for Vice President, right up there with Bob Dole and Jack Kemp. Your friends and admirers in the Senate are rooting for you, Al, especially those of us on the Democratic side who know you'll add a lot of class to the ticket, but not many electoral votes. You've got to admit it's a catchy ticket. Where was George? And Al who? It could be the Cinderella story of 1988, Al, even if the inevitability of a Dukakis-Benson victory means that a Bush-Simpson ticket turns into a pumpkin at midnight on Election Day. Don't worry, Al. I promise not to tell the right wing that you make a habit of occasionally agreeing with me on face-off. That would really cook your vice presidential goose.
Ted, your left of left-wing philosophy, the one you share with your old Massachusetts soulmate, Michael Dutakis, is what really leaves the American people limp. Sure, I am honored to even be mentioned as a possible running mate for George Bush, but Al Simpson will not be on that ticket. When George announces his choice, it will be a dazzler. But I'll still be right here, Ted, to keep cutting your bicycle tire here on Face Off. There is a question that really needs to be answered, Ted. It's not, where was George? The question is, who is Mike? Michael Dukakis, one of the most liberal governors in all America, running the most liberal state in all the country, and running it very poorly. He just can't seem to tell us what he stands for, because he would surely raise taxes, increase government intrusion into Americans' lives, and weaken our national defenses. If you liked Jimmy Carter, and you obviously didn't, Ted, because you tried to run against him in 1980, then you're going to really love Dukakis. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again tomorrow on the extraordinary accomplishments of the Reagan administration. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.